Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. You get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist Live Chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to GasDigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. Ayo, this is crazy.
I'm in a mood.
Sexy.
Bitch.
A sexy mood.
Nope.
No pants on mood.
Can't remember his password mood.
No, what's going on right now is I'm on a 3-day fast. I'm on day 3 of a 72-hour fast.
Why,
bro? I'm in such a bad mood. I've been in nightmare for everybody in my life. And I want to apologize. Let me tell you something. Babe, James, I'm sorry. My son said to me this morning, he said, Dad, when you're like this, I don't want to be around you.
Dude, you were bad on Monday, and that was day one. Yeah.
How's the fast affecting you?
I don't know, dude. I'm fucking just
What
not...
happens to a hungry snake? A lot more rattling.
Do you still get boners?
Yeah, I'm getting boners. I got a headache, and I'm just fucking...
Yeah, your body needs food.
I'm just thinking about food at all times.
What? When do you get to eat?
Midnight tonight.
Oh, fuck that.
And the problem is I love that you're observing anything good. I have to order something before they all close and then microwave it at midnight, which is infuriating.
This is my opportunity to convince everyone that you're actually observing Ramadan.
Yeah.
And then you're just acting.
Muslim. Yeah, that's what I came full in Monday. That's why you came in Monday with Muslim music.
Yeah.
Do one show with Chappelle and now you're just full Muzzy, dude. I love it.
Dude, you fucking bombed that word. You said Chappelle.
Yeah, but it was still great.
This is a big opportunity for you, Peter James Fowler. Let me explain to you something, okay? You're sitting next to fucking comedy royalty and Dan Soder.
I was thinking it was that.
Dan wouldn't even fucking look at you if it wasn't for me. Do you understand that, dude?
I look at you all the time.
No way, dude. He wouldn't even fucking make
We have a real will they, won't they. I don't know if you know that.
What do you mean? Do you guys actually know each other?
Yeah. We kind of had a moment one time.
Yeah, we've like hung out a little bit. Yeah.
Get out of town.
we haven't hung out.
You're not friends with Peter James Fowler.
I go, hold on, Lewis. Peter James Fowler's calling. PJF.
Hold on, PJF.
Yeah, PJF.
Doggy, I am fucking just so I'm grumpy as fuck. And then everything has been, maybe I'm feeling it differently, but today was just, the whole morning was just a morning of customer service fucking fuck ups. Because I changed my debit card. Like 2 months ago, because it was getting too hot in the kitchen.
What do you mean?
Getting way too hot in the kitchen.
Were you spending too much money?
On things that I didn't know what they were. I'd just get notifications, be like, $99 a month for this. Like, what? It's just three letters in my statement. I have no idea what it was. It was so much, so many different things that I was like, I'm just going to get a new card. I said it was stolen, and that was that. And then all of these things just fell off.
Nice.
But now I'm no longer on auto payment on a bunch of things.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of stuff that gets shut off. Then you're like, oh, that was electricity.
So I woke up today to baby James being like, Dad, I'm like, what? I'm just fucking...
He's like, the internet's not working. What's going on? No. I want to watch YouTube. And I'm like,
Did it start like when you're sleeping? Was it like a hamburger talking to you? Going like, Dad! Dad! And
you're like, an eagle overhead. Dad!
Like, what is it, eagle?
So then I got up and like literally, so here was the issue. I don't know what tomfoolery I was involved with, but I have two accounts. I have one for my Verizon phone, one for my Verizon internet, my home internet.
Sure, same here. Same exact setup.
No. But my phone number and email is attached to both of them, but they don't show up on the app for both. Only my cell phone shows up in the app. So my home service, it's just, I don't know. Dan, there's no answer here.
I just think that you're very hungry. And you canceled a bank card.
No, dude.
And
no,
that's
dude.
Just going to fuck up a bunch of shit.
Who's eating bank cards?
Yeah. You just do it. You just put a lot of stress on yourself when you're stressed out because you're not eating.
It was a goddamn nightmare.
And I don't know if you know this about you when you're full, but you're a lot to
I'm
deal with.
I'm already a lunatic.
You're a lot to deal with a full stomach
when I'm not hungry. Yeah, so then it's an automated system. Nobody's available to speak to it. I'm just like, let me speak to somebody.
You know,
like,
I heard if you cuss, they put you on the phone with a human.
Doggy, yeah. I think that's not true. I think that they've put in AI to detect like anger, and then they fuck with you further. Because I was like, can I speak to a human? Yeah. And they're like, we can't understand you.
Sorry, pussy boy. I bet you're a pussy.
Google it, faggot. Yeah. Oh, wait.
Oh, this is the gay boy line. You called on the gay boy line.
Doggy, it was a goddamn nightmare. So literally, it ended with me just locking myself in my gaming room while James would be like, Dad, I need breakfast. I was like, I need to speak with a customer service representative. Then I found out that there was no customer service representatives available till 10 a.m. Eastern. And then I do the automated system. And I don't know why, but the $4 extra that I had to pay for the automated system, it set me off in a mood where I'm going to be in a bad mood for 3 months.
Why? So you chose to pay $5?
Extra. $4 extra on the phone.
You got money, dude.
No, it's not even about that.
Yeah, dude. He's just got that automated.
Yeah,
no, don't.
I want to talk to robots.
I'm trying to fucking.
Those were singles, by the way.
I'm trying to set up autopay on the goddamn fucking website, and they won't let me do it. That's the point of all of this. Then I fucking call United on my way in here, and I'm trying to get a credit for a flight that I'm not going to be able to take. And then I was like, wait, did they give me my last credit? Then I find out. Then they have no idea where the last credit is. So I'm just screaming. I'm checking credit card numbers while I'm driving.
Get an assistant.
So mad.
Get an assistant.
I had like three assistants. They do not like the way I talk.
You fucked them all, didn't you?
He talks to
them. Other way around, that's the problem.
I think if you do fight again, we have just found the perfect morning prep for before you fight.
Don't eat.
Don't eat and call customer service.
I'm in a mood, so I'm trying to not.
Are you going to do that thing where you eat tonight and then you're all like happy and then you're like apologize?
I'm probably just going to puke everywhere because you're not supposed to do this to your body.
Yeah, you got to be careful what you're supposed to eat after that.
What do they say about that, Shannon? Am I allowed to just get right? Because I want to get a big, fat, juicy cheeseburger. It's all I'm thinking
don't
about.
Don't do that,
I'm
dude.
Literally you're watching your heads. I'm just seeing cheeseburgers right now.
Hey, Lewis.
You turned into a chicken. You're doing a dance.
It's just me. It's we're burger and fries. I go, I don't know, Lewis. It'd be pretty crazy if you put some of him on me and took a bite.
Please don't.
Last time a racist milkshake.
It's best to avoid heavy, greasy, and overprocessed foods when breaking your 3-day fast. Shut the fuck up, Shannon. This is why you're fired.
You get carrots.
Yeah, no way, dude. Carrots
and not even ranch to dip it in.
Baby carrots.
And then I posted them on this fast because you're not going to do a fucking fast and not get social media cred. That would be fucking crazy to not post about it, right? And then I have people being like, oh, dude, you're doing bone broth? That's not a real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be doing bone broth.
PFJ. You're about to not be invited back on this show. Don't tell me not to do fucking bone
broth.
That's
cheating. You're supposed to do just coffee. That's it, like with no sugar or milk.
Black coffee right here.
There we go.
No, you're not supposed to do coffee because it irritates your stomach.
But it helps you not eat. It like helps you just
how much bone broth?
I'm doing a couple cups a day.
You're just slamming cups.
Dude. Slamming, just collagen-filled bone broth.
You're like, nom, 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 nom.
It's so gross.
Oh, I fucking love that. And then, you're...
What is bone broth? Is it water that just has bones sitting in it, soaking, rotting? Yep. Rotting bone water? Is that what I'm eating?
Boiling bone water.
Boiling bone water. Yeah, I heat it up. I put a little bit of salt, pepper.
The first day, he drank bong water because he read it wrong.
He's like, doing nothing. Yeah, dude, you're gonna shit your pants if you break this fast with a cheeseburger.
Liquid made from boiling animal bones and connective tissue.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking hardcore parkour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you think if I eat a cheeseburger tonight, I'm gonna fucking get sick?
You're gonna eat it and you're gonna be like, "Oh, this is so good," and then an hour from it, you're gonna be like, "Oh, oh."
Just shit everywhere.
It's gonna be like Alien. Your stomach's gonna be like, bah, bah.
Oh, I've done it before, dude. You will get sick. It's like
3 day fast. You've done.
Yeah.
Why? You're such a skinny little bitch.
I did when I was like 19 and not a lot of drugs.
Wow.
So you're on drugs?
Not right now, but when I was.
No, but I'm saying a 3 day fast. You can't call doing drugs a 3 day fast.
It wasn't Ramadan.
You're just sitting there smoking crack and you're like, yeah. No, this is a fast. I'm doing this because I'm fasting.
I don't need to eat right
now. Apparently, the bone broth is there's specific bone broth fasts that help with gut health and help with a bunch of other issues. And the fast altogether is supposed to be good for like to prevent cancer and shit like that. I'm going to start doing this twice a year.
What are you going to do? 3 days twice a year?
3 days twice a year.
What if you still get cancer?
Yeah, then it'll be worth nothing.
It'll be a waste of time.
I'm going to be eating the whole fucking time.
Yeah, you could have had processed foods that entire time.
Damn, dude. Shannon, would you drink bone broth if you were doing a 3 day fast, or would this go against your...
Yeah, I'm not
going to eat
boiled bones and connective tissue.
Whatever.
Would you have vegetable broth?
Yeah, but I feel like then you're not going to get protein out of that.
There, well, it's not protein. It's like the collagen. I don't know what collagen is.
It's like that shit in the pussy. Is that like
that's what I usually get. It's yeast. So we read that people actually use yeast from pussies to make like baked goods. That's like a thing that exists.
Shannon has one, I think.
There's probably a guy that gets real horny off that shit.
I would if Shannon made me yeast cookies.
She made you pussy loaf? Pussy loaf of bread?
I'm dead.
Shannon's
ass.
Got a great starter in there.
So yeah, I would eat Shannon's pussy cookies, but Shannon literally is a bit killer. And this isn't the fucking hunger talking right now, Shannon, but you're a bit killer. Let's get real. Let's call a spade here. Fucking
blame Shannon.
Because she's not willing to give us pussy cookies.
Maybe she's got a dry pussy.
Pussy cookies is...
You should just bring in Chips Ahoy and be like, here are my pussy cookies. Just take a cookie and put it in your pussy and then put it back in the
pack. Pussy cookie.
I'm just trying to...
Oh, it's hair on my...
I'm trying to just eat Shannon's fluids. Either way, let's get into the show. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm going to be in a better mood as we fucking... I'm going to loosen up. I'm in a good mood. I'm fine. I'm silly. I'm in a silly goose mood.
Yeah, but you could snap at any moment.
I'm going to fucking beat Peter James Fowler to death with my giant
screw. You're
going
to rape me with that screw.
Giant screw, which also makes me in a bad mood. I hate giant screws.
Where did you get that?
Somebody sent it to me in the mail because they know how much I hate a large screw.
Is that no a real sense. Thing?
Ooh, I hate it. Ooh, I
what?
Hate it.
You just hate a large...
You go to a carnival, you see the rides are built with these large screws. You're like, fucking chill, dog. You give me some regular size screws.
What kind of caveman anger is that? You hate innovation?
You ever go to the Palisades Mall? You see the size of the screws they used to make that place?
Yeah, is that like a local thing? They go, that's how you know you're from there, if you hate the screws.
Doggy, it fucking really fucking bugs me.
You just get ticked off because of giant screws?
You know what grinds my gear? Giant gears. Big Ben, you should have seen me when I was in London, dude.
Dude, if you snap, you're going to start trying to take screws out of stuff.
When Lewis was a kid, he wanted to be a giant wrench.
Yeah. Oh, I just fucking rip it out.
Let's do some motherfucking plugs. We have a lot to talk about on today's show. I'm very excited about today's show. I'm getting in a better mood. The more I'm settling down, the more I'm sitting here. I'm less hungry. I go through phases, so it's kind of like my
period.
My cryptocurrency right now. It's like sometimes I'm up here, and then ooh, I'm way down here sometimes.
And everyone's sick of hearing about it.
Yeah. How did it take us this long to get to Crypto Lewis?
Well, listen, I'm about to be out. Don't you worry. I sold all my Solana for Bitcoin, but it was a good trade. Fuck you, Jorge. It was a good trade. I made my profit on Solana. I sold it for Bitcoin when Bitcoin's at a low. I'm doing good right now, doggy. Dude, smart.
Seeing the confidence you had in Bitcoin during the regs, and then how
it's all falling apart.
And how 48 hours later, and it's you have zero confidence in it. He was telling Bobby like he worked at fucking Bear Stearns.
Oh shit!
He's like,
I took Bobby's phone and I started just buying and trading.
He goes, dump that. This is a real winner. Get rid of this guy. And Bobby's like, yeah, dude. And then now he's gonna ruin them both.
I really should tell Bobby to check
it's
his
all
phone.
All a loser.
And I want to say, I'm not going anywhere.
Jorge, look up that the crypto that I'm following on Twitter, because I believe at this point everyone's saying that he's stealing the money. I just went onto it this morning and I was like, oh, there we go.
That's so great.
Yeah, somebody this morning in one of the Discords posted how much it fell and how nobody's gotten the return on anything, even though it's supposed to be like 2 days ago.
Yeah, Jesus, no, it's Christ. No, they haven't even launched it.
It hasn't been launched. Who talked to you? It's just pre-sale.
Crypto Wes, my crypto millionaire friend, who's now a crypto 100,000-aire.
Wait, Wes from back in the day?
Wes from back in the day, yeah.
Wes got you to just...
Wes called me yesterday. He's like, dude, sell Solana. Sell Solana.
How much have you lost so far with like all
I've made money. I've made money on it, but not much. Not as much as I fucking want to. God damn it, I want to be rich. It ain't going to happen through crypto. God damn it, Gomez. No. Stop playing the game. You're about to lose it all.
I'm sure there are people that have made it through crypto.
Oh, yeah.
You will not be one of them.
Not me. It's going to be... It's a retarded thing.
Within 48 hours, I've watched your empire crumble.
It's a problem. What are you plugging on, PJ?
I got a show coming up next month, I believe, at The Stand. But other than that, I'm kind of just waiting for NCAA 25 to come out. Just chilling.
Hell yeah, dude.
Love it. Son.
Suds.
It's my son.
Danny Boy Soder.
DanSoder.com. I'm going to be in Nashville, Omaha, Washington, D.C., and Columbus, Ohio. Listen to The Regs. Listen to the podcast Soder. Listen to or go watch my special On the Road on YouTube. And watch wrestling. Right?
Hell yeah, Bubba.
Zach and Miko.
I'm going to be on the road with Lewis coming up, but soon I'm going to have dates in West Virginia, Pittsburgh, and Dallas. I'll announce those soon. Lou?
We have a lot of live dates coming up. Go to lewisofskanks.com. That's my website. This Friday night, the Vogel, March 22nd. And I mean this, guys. This is going to be a fucking super intimate show.
Vogel rules.
In a massive venue. I mean, the show that I'm giving this small crowd that is going to be there.
The Vogel's fun as fuck.
It's not going to be fun as fuck because we haven't sold enough tickets.
You're going
to... We need to sell more
tickets,
folks. If
you build it, they will come.
Dan, you want to do a guest spot?
Yeah.
I'll give you half the money. Let's go.
Promote it. I need you to pump it. Like yesterday.
No, it's going to be great.
But dude, think about this. You're going to have a fat belly of food.
They have good food there?
No, but you've been...
Oh, I have eaten. I would have eaten. I don't. You know what? Honestly, the ticket sales aren't that bad. I'm just in such a bad mood that it feels worse.
I get that.
Soul Joe's will be great. Saturday night, Soul Joe's, Pottstown, PA. Grab those tickets as well. And then next weekend for my birthday weekend, I will be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Next in line comedy series. March 28th, we're doing a live Real Ass podcast. Then the 29th and the 30th, we're doing stand-up comedy shows. Zach and Miko on all those shows as well. Then I'll be at the Funny Bone St. Louis in April. American Comedy Company San Diego. Denver Improv, May 3rd and 4th. Then I got Lafayette, Louisiana, Tacoma, Spokane, and a lot of other dates. They're all confirmed already.
Spokane,
Washington.
Spokane's a great place.
Adding a lot of other dates. I know Washington, D.C. is already confirmed, and fucking New Orleans is confirmed. A bunch of them are confirmed. I'm just waiting on links right now. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets. Subscribe to the New Gas Digital. There's a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast that we do every Friday that's just for subscribers. So make sure you guys subscribe by using the promo code RAP14, RAP14. Get a 14-day free trial. You get that bonus episode every week. Plus, you get the on-demand library, which has over 1,000 episodes that aren't available anywhere else. They've all been erased and scrubbed from the internet. A lot of N-words. Listen, you guys want... If you want to get me, that's how you get me. Go subscribe. Go through the archives. Just type in the N-word in the search bar. Every time we say the N-word pops up. I swear to God.
True promoter. To your fans and to your enemies. Guy's always selling.
Yeah, there's... all the episodes are ad-free and uncensored. We have to censor the fuck out of them for YouTube and all these other platforms. So make sure you guys grab them uncensored on YouTube, on Gas Digital. And make sure you guys check out my other pods. Legion of Skanks and The Regs. The Regs now twice a month. Every other Wednesday.
Boom.
New regs coming out tomorrow, boys.
Boom.
Damn.
Today.
Fuck.
By the way, this says on this coinscan.com that there is a warning that this token is not safe.
No, I saw that's the wrong one.
This is what Jorge said, M-O-N-K-E.
No, that's how it's spelled, but that's the wrong one. Me and Harrington looked that up yesterday. Then I said to my friend, I was like, dude. And he's like, you're an idiot. This is why. And that one's not on Solana. That's another coin that's trying to rip people off that made the same name on a different coin.
Seems like a credible industry.
Yeah. It's all degenerate fuck. It's all kids that look like you.
Yeah.
And
just ripping vapes.
Nobody
somewhere being like, I got a...
The millionaire, the people who have a lot of money, they don't actually have any cash. It's all just sitting in crypto accounts and they're so paranoid to touch it. So it's all guys that look like you. They live with their parents. Like crypto millionaires are just fucking the weirdest people.
What would happen if they cashed out?
They get the money.
They would. So there is actual money. It's not...
There's money, yeah. Yeah. But
just
they
cash out.
I know a handful of people that just... They literally have everything sitting in these accounts.
They should cash out.
Yeah, they should get out of that.
It's making me nervous.
Yeah.
You what should you cash out.
I just got hungry again right now.
This smoke break is brought to you by YoDelta.com, the official getting high sponsor of the Gas Digital Network.
Where's Bitcoin at, guys? We need Bitcoin to get back up there. Come on, boys.
You want this?
No, I can't. I also, me and my girlfriend have a bet. If I eat before the 72-hour mark, I have to give her $300. And if I don't, she has to give me a blowjob. A probably delicious-tasting blowjob for her. Thank you
very
much.
Oh, now we don't have much of a blowjob for Blue.
This is like a puzzle solving. You go, no, that's, oh, we actually have that's the actual financial. You go, that X equals $300. BJ equals $300.
It's our bet for everything. It's always $300 for the blowjob. I don't know why the $300.
Is she ever going to kick to $500? Have some faith in yourself.
I don't know. She just always wants the $300. Is the nut. I also told her anytime I have a check for exactly $300, she could have it because it's so rare.
What is this? What this kind of weird. Autistic?
$300 is the number that she like. She thinks that's a lot of money. She's a girl. She sees $300. She's like,
I love that you got a hot girl that thinks $300 is a lot of money. Hot girls are like diamond appraisers, and this one's like $300 is a lot. Lewis is like, perfect. Live in my basement.
She loves fucking $300. She's probably in the Wasted Life chat right now. Shout out to everyone that's watching right now. Crackpot Whisper, Omega, Jordan Cheech, El Mexicano, Bird Patrol, Dead Kennedy, Amy Winehouse's baby daddy. Hell yeah, doggies. Fucking crushing it. RLC, babe. I'm in the RLC chat from He Hate Me, who came out to the shows the other day. Was he in our studio? Did you invite him to our studio? Do you never invite anybody from the Race Live chat to the
Gas Digital? No, I would know. I learned from Byron's mistake.
Fucking psycho.
What did Byron do?
What did Byron do?
He hosted a bunch of people while you guys were gone.
Oh, yeah. Then, yeah.
There was a party at the studio?
That sounds sick.
That's why when people were like, oh, dude.
Well, technically, it was a party at where he lived.
He lived here?
Mm.
Doggy Byron.
There was a pile of clothes that looked like a nest.
But so funny you finding people nesting at Gas
Byron
Digital.
Started working for Corolla. Corolla, like they gave him a job. They met him here, and they're like, "Oh, you're great at this." And I was like, "But what did Byron? What is Byron? Byron's great at being homeless. He's great at being a person in our fucking lobby. What are you? What is he fucking great at?
He's always here.
It's crazy." Yeah. Then they paid him. That's how retarded Adam Carolla's people are. That they gave a person that we didn't even have. He wasn't doing anything yet.
I like that you're.
He
like
kissed
that.
His own dick. That was his skill. He kissed his own penis.
That's sick. That's pretty sick.
That is pretty sick.
Put that on a resume.
Yeah.
It's also funny that you just your studio's infested with producers.
Yeah.
Where you just have a guy in your lobby.
They're on the walls.
Producers.
They're on the walls like people under the stairs.
Yeah. But like they're all over this place.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts. And they got a job with Corolla?
We cut one of their tongues out.
Yeah. This in that closet behind that soundboard.
Do not open that closet.
That's where he was. He was living all his time. He's the king rat. He's fucking the one that got out.
Australian Nate's in the walls with no tongue.
So please let me out. Let me out. Lewis, I'm sorry.
Tongueless Australian.
Okay, he's past where he's the dark weeb.
The chocolate is different over here. Good for him, dude. You got a job with Corolla.
Hey, I need a bounce pass sound effect from now on, because I am the point guard of podcasting, and I need that when I fucking give a nice bounce pass to the boys, I want to be like, whoosh.
Just a little shot. And that's not how do you think a bounce pass sounds?
That's a slap. Punch or a,
yeah. Lewis only thinks in hits and punches.
That's like my binary code.
Yeah. Instead of ones and zeros, punch kick,
punch kick, punch kick, punch kick, 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 punch kick,
punch, 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 kick.
Ah, fuck. Ah, fuck, poor Nate. He's still working for us, right? I think he's working for Legion of Skanks doing editing. Australian Nate. I gotta get him to come back over here.
He was the best.
He fucking ruled, dude. Great drugs, great editor, great ideas.
I like what's first.
In that order.
Yeah, literally.
Was he the dark web? Was he the
dark web?
Yeah, I've got a lot of people that do dark shit. Lewis, I can get you a kidney if you want it.
Do you want to buy a child?
Yeah.
Do you want
child?
Do you want to buy a child?
You're there. You're just hungry, dude.
Do you want about? Oh no. Oh no. Wait, no. It doesn't count for me, right?
Not today.
What do you? What doesn't count?
We have. Well, I don't want to say it.
I feel like you're exempt today, Lewis.
Yeah. I am exempt today. Well, all right, so we have a sound. We have a game we play. If somebody does a bad impression,
yeah.
It's called Impression or Depression. And if they do a bad impression, we show them something really depressing on the screen.
You're too hungry.
Oh, we had Robbie. Great. We had Robbie Goodwin on the show Monday. It was a sad show.
Showing him the fucking
hits.
And then
we showed a bunch of videos.
We just kept on showing him an impression. The impression that he was doing. It was a loop.
Oh,
it was
my
fucked
God,
up, dude.
His eyes were bleeding by the end. Yeah. I was like, stop it! I won't do it anymore.
Fuck yeah! I'm not good at impressions, but I'm trying. I'm not good at my Australian. Doc Weeb. You know what
that's
I feel
close.
Like? Here's what I should do, because this is the truth, right? Back in the day, a comic in like the 80s, they'd be like, I have to be good at impressions. Yeah, they would go to like a straight up dialect coach and they would learn how to do impressions.
Yeah, there was like videotapes and shit.
Yeah, dude. There was like, you'd read one of those books on like how to do comedy, and one of the chapters would be like impressions. Yeah. They'd be like, you got to have some impressions.
You have to.
If you're not good with accents, you could get a dialect coach.
Yeah.
Dude, I should literally get a dialect coach. We should make that a part of the Real Ass Podcast where I learn a new impression every week or a new dialect every week.
It would be incredible. It would be incredible.
If I start nailing impressions.
If you just came in and just did a full Real Ass Podcast in a perfect Scottish accent.
We did one time, we did Real Ass Podcast in bad English accents. We never said why.
That's
we never broke character. It was me, Zach, Abby Rosenquist.
And Justin Silver.
That's fun.
Yeah.
But if you nailed it, if you came in with
whatever happened to Abby fucking Rosenquist?
I know.
She died.
No, she didn't. Did she?
No.
Yeah, what did she? Abby Toy, dude. Abby Rosenquist was fucking under the radar toy.
Can we pull pictures?
Can we? Are we allowed to? She dead? If she's dead, yeah.
Where is she? She's funny.
Is she fucking dead? Funny. Toy. Potato, potato.
Where is she? Is she find her.
Potato, potato is solid. Doggies. It's solid. Get the fuck out of here.
You're hungry.
I'm starving.
It's all just food references.
It's all
just cute.
Yeah, dude. Used to date Mullen, right? Yeah.
She hasn't posted in a while.
She dead, dude. Whatever happened to Abby? She used to be on the show all the time. She was great. She was hilarious.
Can we see her nudes?
Dude, stop. I mean, if they're out there, send them.
You're going to go back into the wall. That kind of talk.
Yeah, Abby was great. She was super funny. Super cool. God rest her soul. R.I.P. R.I.P.
Gone too soon.
Damn.
Oh.
Abby.
This one's for you, Abs.
So, look, I didn't even look at these notes yet today because I know...
You're so hungry.
Well, I'm starving, and that is... And I was running like a minute late.
Did you ever think... And I'm just going to toss this out there.
Please.
Maybe do a three-day fast when you don't have shows the whole time.
I have shows nonstop. I'm the hardest working man in comedy.
That's not
for the least. For the least payoff. That's true.
Okay. I would give you that. You know what? I'm doing with the fucking Bitcoin math.
There we go.
I think you're right.
Truth bombs, baby boys. Hardest working man with the least payoff in comedy. I like that.
That's honorable.
The least yield, Luis J. Gomez.
What's your fucking deal, dude? Let's get to know PJ fucking F. What's your deal? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Arizona.
Arizona?
Yeah, you are. What part of Arizona are you from?
Wickenburg.
I've driven through Wickenburg.
Wickenburg's shit, dude.
Yeah, it's one of these small cities, like Globe.
Yeah.
That you're like, how do you exist? It makes Bisbee look like fucking Los Angeles.
Bisbee's nice.
Yeah. Bisbee's a really small town where Stanhope lives.
Well, you hear about like Arizona. Arizona's one of these places. It's similar to California in that I think when you hear about it here, you're like, it's fucking must be like amazing. Like really nice.
It's not.
It's grimy.
This is the same thing with Cali. There's like two or three places in Cali that are nice.
Yeah, San Diego.
San Diego, Los Angeles is cool.
Parts of Los Angeles, Malibu and San Diego.
Yeah, but then the rest, there's like fucking people that look like you. There's fucking hillbillies. There's fucking people driving dirt bikes around and shit.
Arizona.
Dogs just in the street shitting on the
horses.
Fucking.
Versus California, Arizona's way grimier. Arizona's got like these small towns that you're just like, Did 10 of you stop here and decide to start something?
Yeah, it's a lot of like Sons of Anarchy vibe.
Yeah.
There's no black people though, which is...
Well, heaven. Wow, dude. Well, come on, name some bad things. It's pretty great.
Black people are like, that's too dangerous for us to live out.
Is there no black people in Arizona?
Phoenix.
The town I'm from has one black guy.
Really?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
What's his name?
Nobody knows.
Damn, they're so racist they won't even ask his name.
We call him Black Joe.
That's not what they call him. They call him something else.
Oh, come on.
So did you ever live in another city besides the one you did? How did you move to New York? Oh, you lived in Tempe?
Yeah, Tempe's kind of sick.
I don't like how you guys fucking say the names like you're supposed to say them. Say Tempe. Say Spokane. Spokane.
Spokane.
Spokane.
Spokane.
Spokane.
Spokane.
Spokane.
I'm your first dialect coach. It's English.
Let's go.
Spokane.
Spokane.
Yeah, there you go.
I got it.
Tempe,
It's kind of sick.
Well, there's hot girls at Arizona State.
So many, dude, yeah.
But there, right. It's like porn cool.
Arizona, yeah, I would say that.
A lot of OnlyFans.
Shannon, pull that up. What is the list of, by state, hottest women by state? I mean, that's
we're top 10.
That FHM magazine did.
Arizona's got, like, Arizona State, so that's like, yeah. It's recruiting dumb hotties.
Mm-hmm.
Arizona State is for idiots.
Anybody can get in it.
Florida?
Anybody.
Texas.
Florida, Texas.
Texas, warm weather states are
the first
be
time
at the
I
top.
Went to Texas, I thought the women were hot in Texas. And then after I started going, yeah. You start looking at them closer, you're like, no. Yeah. They're like ugly bitches that are doing like, they're wearing like hot girl costumes.
Yeah, so they don't go to the gym
there. Yeah, dude, they're wearing like cowboy boots and it makes their legs look great. And they're wearing short shorts and a cowboy hat. And then you look at them and they look like fucking Jorge, every one of them.
Arizona, there's like a thing where they all dye their, like at the University of Arizona, that's where I went to school. My friend's dad said the thing where he's like, it's all sixes that get tans and then dot bleach their hair and they become eights. But
that's,
really, they're
that's
sixes.
That's hot, though. That's the woman I want to end up with.
Yeah. A buildup? Yeah.
That's all sick, right. Dude.
Shannon, what is the hottest states? What do they say?
I'll give you the top 10.
Let's go.
So 10th is New York.
I would put
New York higher than that.
New York's got to be, yeah.
New York. Now, the problem with New York
is Western New York.
The girl, well,
really pulls down the average.
Yeah, the
Northern
state.
New York.
Oh, you know, like a good buffalette every now and then?
A buffalette? Hey, we're the buffalettes. It's just a bunch of fat girls that can inhale wings.
Every time you.
If you our leave, town smells like Cheerios. And it's great. It's so great.
If you leave New York City, it starts to get crazy. But New York City
New
makes
York
up City's for such
got,
a large population.
Number one, New York,
New York City.
City
has women that you look at and you go, you're not real.
The problem with New York City
they
is
are.
That they you
especially
go to,
when you touch them, you find
yeah,
out.
Yeah. You there's like a thing like these bitches. It's unlike anywhere else. They want to make themselves less hot here. It's fucking infuriating. It's the only place in the world where the women are like, no, let's just fucking
big coats,
like,
sunglasses,
yeah it's
like
cool,
a
though.
Like a dirty shirt, and they're like,
it.
No,
it's
I hate
sick.
It.
It's like
yeah,
a, it's like
yeah.
a wrapper. You got to unwrap it. You
yeah,
go, what's under
no,
there?
Bitch, be hot. Be hot. From the get-go. Be hot when I see
God,
it.
You would thrive in Tampa.
I know. That's what I need, dude. I need some Florida energy.
You really have Tampa. Like, you just need a...
Need them to be naked.
Yeah.
Just you like need, when you see
you
them.
Need them to... Like you want your girl in like one of those bathing suits that just covers her nipple and her pussy, and then she answers the door, and she's like, Lewis is in the pool. Oh, I see you guys found the place.
What's number 9, Shannon?
Number 9 is Massachusetts.
What? No. And the love of my life is from there, but sorry, Mass.
Sorry, man.
I got the best one.
What's his name?
Oh, fuck, you lit me up.
Number 8.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get some backwood gator girls.
Yeah, some dumb bitches, bro, out there. Yeah.
No, you got the bayou ladies.
I don't know if I can even identify some.
That's hot women that know witchcraft.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Stevie Nicks.
It's like the girl from fucking Waterboy.
Yeah, I would marry that girl.
Faruza Balt.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You do look like that would be your crush.
I would marry her.
Just by looking at you, I go, do you have a crush on the girl from Waterboy? Yeah.
I got Vicky Valancourt. She showed me her boobies.
He's a Vicky Valancourt stan. He's just like, I fucking love her.
She looks like she got gum disease.
She has baby teeth.
Yeah. Every time you see her smile, she's like,
but New Orleans, Louisiana's probably got some really hot southern girls.
Yeah, I'm sure, but I feel like Southern girls deep down they don't want a fucking Puerto Rican. I feel like Southerns
or the ones that do because their daddy don't.
I don't think it's their daddy doesn't care about that. They care about blacks. I think people that don't encounter Puerto Ricans, I think they see Puerto Ricans the way that we see Mexicans, right? And I think that
you're talking to two people that lived in Arizona,
you
got to clarify that.
So
we didn't know about Puerto Ricans till we moved out.
You guys might see Puerto Ricans.
We're like, I understand the Mexicanos.
Yeah.
What are these?
Yeah,
these island Mexicans.
Dude, Puerto Rican bitches tripped me up when I first moved.
They fucking go zero to,
so you guys probably see Puerto Ricans the same way that we saw Mexicans. So we see Mexicans like little hilarious helpers.
Well, it's crazy.
You guys see Mexicans
like
dangerous.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I used to say when I'd go back and do shows in Arizona. I'd be like, it's good to be back in Arizona where I'm afraid of Mexicans.
Yeah, Mexicans are
out here,
scary,
like,
dude.
Hello, I'm sorry.
They're shorter in New York.
Yeah, they are. They're like the tiny
shorter,
one.
They're appreciative of their jobs.
Well, they got smuggled here.
Yeah, it's easier to travel here when you're smaller. You go to Arizona and they're like my size.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some big ass Mexicans. I know, exactly. And I made the same mistake because I'll go out to California, I'll go to Arizona, I'll go to Texas, and I'll try to bully the Mexicans, and you can't do that.
No,
I watched that happen in real time.
Yeah.
You did?
What was the club? It was the club that was in North Hollywood. Was
I don't remember.
It was like a Spanish clothes. I watched Lewis's act change real quick from I'm Puerto Rican to I'm Latino.
Switching pussy. He goes, you know what's better than the quesadilla?
I don't know, rice and beans, plátanos.
Hola, carnal. ¿Qué onda? Fuck.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, cinco, seis.
What's up with Whitey?
Yeah, no.
Wait, what do you think of Mexican women? I think they're like perfect, bro. Yeah, they're up there. Yeah, honestly, dude, yeah.
You're talking about a guy that used to jerk off to Fools Rush In.
She is the Mexican.
Yeah, the number one.
There's no other one, though. I mean, who else is there? Penelope Cruz, I think, is Colombiano.
Yeah.
Colombians are fucking hot.
Sofia Vergara is Colombian.
Yeah, she's, yeah. So
she's annoying.
There's one outlying hot Mexican who happens to be one of the, during our childhood, one of the hottest women ever.
Stayed the hottest.
No.
Dude, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah. She's fine, dude. I get that you have a weird MILF thing. And you're like fucking down, okay? But
what are you talking about?
There's hot young women out there now. You do.
You do. Fuck you, tiny man. What are you talking about?
You have a MILF thing.
I don't have
it. You've always had a MILF thing.
I do.
You do.
All right.
Some big old fucking, big old, like an ugly face on a mom with big old fat tits.
Rumsky.
Ah, shit.
She stayed hotter longer than most women.
Yeah.
Tom
Brady career.
Why are you not pulling up Salma Hayek now? Let's see.
Oh, man.
She was at least a 9 on 30 Rock.
She was in the Netflix show.
Yeah, when she was the nurse?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
What was the Netflix show she was just on?
I don't know.
She just looks like a stand waitress.
Yeah. We should look like one in particular. she was just on that fucking Netflix show. Race Live Chat's going to say it probably before anybody else in my fucking team pulls it
Let's
up.
Let's go back. Listen, Louisiana at 7 is nuts.
It's crazy.
Is Massachusetts at 6? Where were we up to?
I think Massachusetts was at 7. What is the show? There's no way you don't have it by
it's
now.
It's not. Are you sure that it's her?
You're thinking of the other
Are you thinking of Sofia Vergara's show that she just did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of fucking, what's her name? Salma Hayek, and she plays herself. It's the, where they all, they, it's the weird show, the fucking really weird
Black
Netflix
Mirror.
Show. Black fucking Mirror. Thank you, Shannon. Finally.
Blame Shannon.
Shannon, how do you not read my mind? You really piss me off.
Because I thought you meant like she was a character like in a whole show, not like a
Shannon's correct. Oh, that's a crazy drop.
I'm sorry, put that Shannon.
Positive Shannon drop. I'm going to start editing them so they're positive. The explosion one again.
You look lovely, Shannon. Do you need your space?
Can't say you look lovely. That's not even a phone. That's not a girl, a young girl in this day and age.
I go, you look lovely.
Would feel very like you're coming at her in some sort of way, Dan. You can't do that.
Can't hit the pitch, don't swing.
Yeah.
Throwing heat.
I believe. I feel like I make the girls at Gas Digital feel good.
No.
Shannon, do I make you feel good? And when I come in and I'm fucking, and I'm not flirty anymore, but I'm a little bit like, you know.
Sometimes.
meek response of that.
It makes you feel good.
I mean, makes you feel I thought good. Of you this morning, Lewis.
What'd you say, Jorge?
I thought of you this morning.
Why? What happened?
I had to wake up early to watch the Dodger game. And I had
played in Korea.
Yeah. Gross. And so
he likes the Dodgers because that's what he had to do from Border Patrol. Guys, I'm hungry.
It is.
I'm so hungry.
I had extra time this morning, so I had a...
I'm seeing Jorge's head as a taco right now.
I had a rare morning jerk. Ooh. And halfway through the jerk, I thought of you because I was like, oh, he always does this.
Morning jerks?
Yeah.
How do you know I do morning jerks?
You talk about it all the time.
I used to jerk all day.
I'm a jerk all day.
And so if you look in the box next to you, I got you a present.
Is it your cum? If it's anything to do with your cum?
So you gave me a raise on Monday, and so I was very happy.
I
and
I
was like,
raise on Monday. Did you follow up?
Yeah, and so with some of my earnings, I was like, what's something nice, what's something thoughtful that I can get Lewis that he would enjoy?
My cum rag. Please be a cum rag.
Oh, donuts. I love donuts. Who are you, piece of shit?
Wait, there's more.
I can't have donuts right now.
There's more.
I can.
Oh, no, an ice cream to make the donut and ice cream sandwiches. Hooray! I'm so hungry. Why would you do this today? I did it on purpose today, you fucking cocksucker.
No, dude, I forgot I thought the fast started on Sunday
no,
and it was over.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
No, dude, I thought this. I thought you started the Sunday fast.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Everyone gets to eat these without me. Hey, Shannon.
I know those are just other papers.
That was just from somebody else's present.
That's funny. There's still a note from another president is in there.
So this is what this is. Okay, you take these donuts, you fucking throw them in the microwave for like 20 seconds. These are small, and then you throw some ice cream on top. And it's the best thing you'll ever have in your entire life.
Wait, you throw the ice cream on top of the donut?
The hot donut.
Oh, my dick.
You're having one right now.
No, I'm not having one.
Have one.
I can't eat in front of you.
Why? You can eat. It's fine. Remember in The Accused, the guy who wasn't raping her, but was like cheering in the back? That's me right now. He was also having his own fun, and he was committing a crime.
He's a voyeur,
okay?
He might have just really liked pinball.
He goes, oh, high score! Guys, move for her!
Tilt.
So yeah, do me a favor. Microwave these. I would say maybe if you do all three of them at the same time, microwave them for, I would say, 35 to 40 seconds. And then put the ice cream on top. Do you guys want vanilla, chocolate chip, or coffee?
Vanilla, bro.
Chocolate chip.
Vanilla, chocolate chip.
None for me. I'm on a slow.
You're on a slow.
I'm on a slow.
All right. So vanilla and chocolate chip. Do two donuts. Just put them in for like 30 seconds. I think that'll warm them up enough, Shannon. The cake donuts, and then vanilla for PJF. And take this away from me too. God damn it. Tori, you're actually a piece of shit. Now I'm taking away your raise.
I thought you started the fast on Sunday.
I think you're. Are you lying or are you being honest?
I thought you started. Why would you start a fast on Monday?
I started fast on Sunday at midnight.
Do you think this is going to have repercussions as far as like when you're off the fast, you're going to start eating crazy?
You're
going
to go hard, man.
No. I'm going back to. I'm eating just a burger tonight, and then I'm going to keto until I go to Jamaica. I'm going hardcore, parkour.
But you can't eat a cheeseburger. You get sick.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna be great. I have no wish.
Can you film your face?
I have a stomach like a fucking like a junkyard dog. I can eat anything.
That is funny. You probably
bones.
You go, dude. He's like a billy goat. He ate a can. Caught him up on the side of the fucking gas station.
I'm not worried.
If you get diarrhea tonight, will you record your face?
I'm doing a stream tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern.
If you come out of your asshole.
He's on fire!
I'm doing a stream tonight at 10 p.m., and it's at the end of the stream, I'm going to eat my cheeseburger at midnight, and I'm going to do a Wheel of Prizes tonight, so make sure you guys subscribe to my brand new YouTube channel, my gaming channel, Louis J. Games.
What game?
And I know a lot of people call it Louis J. Gamez, like fucking assholes. That's not what it is. It's Louis J. Games, you fucking
It's
cunts.
Louis J. Gay.
No, it's Louis J. Gay.
What game are you playing?
Warzone like 99% of the time.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn. What do you play?
I was just telling Zach I'm playing this game called Sifu.
Sifu?
It sounds like Sifu, S-I-F-U. It's a kung fu game that I found, and it's fucking awesome.
You played on Twitch?
I don't play it on Twitch. I just play it by myself at home for my own pleasure.
What's the? I'm talking about the theme. Is that the not Twitch?
Oh no, I play it on Switch. Steam Deck.
Oh, the Steam Deck.
Yeah, I got a Steam Deck.
How do you download that and get it on there? Don't you have to have a bunch of shit? You have to download it and then you get it on there.
No, you can just download it on Wi-Fi.
Oh, fuck.
All right, gentlemen, let's take a quick moment and thank Capsulite for supporting today's show. We love Capsulite. They are an incredible sponsor because I'll tell you right now, I know you guys love to get fucked up and get hammered. Skankfest is coming up, and Capsulite is going to have you covered because they will prevent that hangover feeling. They'll prevent that awful next day. The reason you don't want to drink, well, guess what? Capsulite is going to make you drink that much more and party that much more because they have the best formula on the market.
Yep, it helps with your liver. You take it before you drink and while you drink, and it's a portable packet that you take right to the bar or the club with you. And it gets rid of the toxic byproduct of alcohol that causes the symptoms of a hangover, not dehydration.
Yeah, so if you want to try them out, they're giving you a great deal here. 30% off if you use the promo code GAS at Capsulite.com. That is CapsuLyte.com. Use the promo code GAS for 30% off. All right, where were we?
I think me and Jay at Skankfest are doing...
We're doing another Gun in the Butt Challenge.
God, you guys love getting guns up your ass.
And it's going to be more fun this time.
It's going to be more fun this time.
There's a bullet coming out of your mouth.
No, this time.
It would be funny if it was a water gun and you could fucking.
This time we're going to. That's actually a great idea.
To come in the butt?
Dude.
Gun
your in the butt three with a super soaker.
Shotgun
and
enema?
No, you'd have to get it like, I mean.
No, that would actually be dangerous.
Too much pressure, but
just a little squirt. Yeah, a little squirt's kind of fun.
You know the one where you're like.
Dude, having
No wonder I'm suicidal. I used to grow up sucking on those fucking guns. And those like green plastic ones.
Having Big J shove a water gun into my ass while he holds the back of my neck and then starts squirting into my butt would be the gayest thing.
Fuck.
And get them a spoon. Come on, obviously, Emily. What are they, fucking animals?
Thank you, bro.
And probably a little more ice cream on that.
Long arms help short arms.
I thought they were supposed to cut it and then put it in between.
No. This is just ice cream on top of the donut. I invented this. Okay. This is my personal invention.
I like how they gave us the worst donut.
Hey, Lewis.
No, it's you have to have the worst donut for it.
Hey, Lewis.
Should have been a little more ice cream, Emily, next time, but it's okay.
Hey, Lewis.
It's okay, I like it.
Pretty sure this is cum right here.
You got no. Don't eat the, like you got to dig into it with the fuck. Yeah, exactly. PJF has the idea. How fucking?
Okay, that's kind of fire. I'm not gonna lie. Is it? I was hating pretty hard. I was like, "What is this?"
It's fucking unbelievable.
I have a boner,
Dougie. I need to start a fucking food truck with just these ice cream donuts, bitch.
Oh my!
You're gonna lose a lot of money if you.
No way, dude. This is gonna be like this. Is my new Solana coin. Solana.
Unbelievable.
It's the best thing you've ever had, is it not?
Do you play games with your chick at all?
Rocket League.
Is she good?
My chick playing Overcooked 2, it's going to end our relationship.
Yo, I watched my brother-in-law and his wife play that, and it was like, I was like, kidding, I can't play this.
Every time
you're like,
play,
I'm in the kitchen, prepare it.
And then we're mad at each other, so I'm like, yes, chef.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've watched a couple play Overcooked, and I was like, no thanks.
What is it? Is it kind of like pressure cooker, like new age pressure cooker? Do you remember pressure cooker from Atari? Mm-mm. Pressure cooker
it could
was
be
a great game.
What the fuck is a pressure cooker?
Dude, you build a bomb and hurt somebody?
No, dude.
No, it was you take out your enemies in a public event.
You were a guy. You were like
that was fucking
awesome. a little Mario type guy, right? And you would go over, and they would give you ingredients for cheeseburgers. They would
That's
give you
what
the
it
order,
is.
Dude.
Yeah.
And it was on a target. It was actually pretty fucking. It was pretty a pretty
That's
cool
what
game.
This is.
And they would be like,
right here?
Yeah, like they'd be like, double cheeseburger with tomato and lettuce. Mm-hmm. You have to build the burger in the order that they said.
That's kind of what
similar
this
to
is.
This, but you have to.
Doggy, and then yeah, you have to put it in the right fucking tube for the right people. Dude.
It's a spiritual successor, as they call it.
This game looks
it's called
terrible.
Mexican. The game.
it goes. May I please go outside for a cigarette, please, sir.
Question: this is what you would play when you were like a kid?
A little kid, yeah. Pressure, this is pressure cooker.
That's what love. That's white kids get Mario. Latino kids
play pressure cooker. I played mowed the lawn.
I played
Windex.
Climb the wall.
Need anybody for work? Wait outside Home Depot.
Yeah. Get in the truck. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of different levels to it. It was pretty insane.
My kids got that Olympics game.
Yeah, just the pads where they run.
Dude, my Atari. I had Atari when Nintendo came out. My mom finally got us Atari. Like I got the Atari 2600. Like 1990.
That sucks.
Like,
that's so sad.
Dude, Nintendo was already out for a couple years, dude.
Because I was the
my games. There was a bodega in my town in West Havershire, New York.
Yeah,
there was a cardboard box full of 25-cent and 50-cent Atari games that you'd like pick out of a bin.
But that's kind of.
But it was awesome because I had so many games.
That's what I mean. When you are in that position, you get all the games.
The pole position
was one of the games.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm.
That shit makes me sad when I see the games you guys used to play. I'm like, that's brutal.
No, yeah. It really,
that's so brutal.
Can I tell you something, though? I started playing, I got an emulator on my Steam Deck, so I've been playing like Nintendo games and Super Nintendo games. Dude, they were fucking hard.
What I'd be doing to the emulator on my Steam Deck.
Yeah, you'd be coming all over it. You forget the video games were hard and you only had three chances.
Well,
these pussies
certain games
are just timing buttons.
All day.
Yeah, certain games they made harder because back then people used to rent games.
Yeah.
And they didn't want you to beat it in the weekend.
Makes sense.
So that's why like that Lion King game is super hard. Aladdin.
Crazy.
They're like almost impossible levels.
That's yeah, remember the Simpsons game? You get to the tomato throw and you're like, this is the farthest I'm getting.
Yeah, Atari games.
Watch that be
games,
the second level and I'm remembering that I'm just retarded.
Atari games were like just lines, and but they had figured it out much more. It was more than just Pong. It was like Pitfall was a really cool game.
Yeah, you don't have to sell us on it. We didn't have to play it.
No, dude, it was cool. It was really cool that I had Atari.
No,
had
guys, I was actually kind of like a hipster if you think about it.
there was a firefighting game. All the games were just like blue collar jobs.
Yeah. They're letting you know they go tech school. Oh, doop. You walk into a tech school
to fry the game.
I'm gonna learn how to build carburetors. I think that's going out of fucking business. Attention. Boop boop boop.
Did you guys have like Game Boys or like what was it?
I had a Game Boy. I had a Game Boy and my alcoholic dad thought you just took Nintendo cartridges and shoved them in the Game Boy. So he bought me a Game Boy and did like the, and I went, there's no games
with ruined.
It. And he was like, shit. We had to go back to Toys R Us. He was like, fuck, I thought your stupid Nintendo games would work on it.
Did I miss out? Because my first one was, I had like a PlayStation Portable, which was sick. That's unbelievable. Like, my first game was like literally Call of Duty Black Ops when I was like on my actual PlayStation.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Yeah. You're young as fuck. That's why.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time you sort of like make a decision. By the time you get to high school, you're going like, all right, I want a Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
That's my entire Christmas.
By high school?
Yeah. My whole family. Yeah. You're like, no, but that was what I.
I played Nintendo 64 in high school. Got a, and then it was PlayStation 1 came out. I didn't get a PlayStation.
While you were in high school, PlayStation 1 came out.
PlayStation 2 came out my senior year.
Ideally, you went to college and whoever your roommate was had the opposite system.
That's what you wanted.
And you doubled your resources.
That was exactly it. My roommate Forrest.
That's exactly it.
My roommate Forrest had like a Sega Dreamcast.
Crazy.
And he had a PlayStation.
So Sega Dreamcast.
We had a little station in our apartment where we had just for video games.
What's a Sega Dreamcast?
Sega Dreamcast was one of the first CD game systems, because they're all cartridges. So Sega Dreamcast came out, and you guys remember this guy was just a piece of cum in his dad's sack.
That's right.
But Sega Dreamcast was the first ones where you could do CDRs, rewritables. You could burn the games.
Yeah.
So you could get every Dreamcast game and burn it offline.
We were part of the generation that, like, you know, LimeWire and all these things existed. So
yeah, we're the reason you get free shit now online.
Yeah,
thank you guys.
But I wasn't a dork. Like, my buddy Forrest was a dork. I had dorky friends.
Me too.
Who they would go off and they would come back with like porn and video games. And I was like, what happened? You went to the magical land of college?
Here's
a bunch of porn and video games?
Here's how stupid I was. I would write down what I wanted on mix CDs and give it to my friend Mike.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I don't know. My friend Mike Ariel. I was like, I don't know how to do this. And he'd be like, yeah, I'll make you a CD, you fucking idiot. I didn't have a computer until we went to college.
I'm so like technologically stupid, and it wasn't intuitive. Like, now it's pretty intuitive. Now you can pick up a computer and just fucking start, you know, it's just made for like a kid to understand how to navigate. But back then, like, you had a borderline how to, like, know how to, like, write code and shit. It was, like, to understand how to download an entire, like a movie off of LimeWire, it wasn't just, like, downloading.
They made it pretty easy.
It wasn't clicking a button, dude.
It kind of was.
Maybe it was. I looked at it, I got overwhelmed, I never tried.
Because I got a computer, I got like my own computer when I went to college, and that was when I got high-speed internet. I only had like shitty dial-up, and it just started downloading porn off Morpheus.
Hell yeah.
That's kind of sick.
Immediately. And then it would download, and you wouldn't know, because it'd be like, it would tell you it's like, you know, 70 minutes to download this porn clip, but you're like, I don't give a shit. Yeah. You don't really use your computer for anything else.
So you'd have to wait?
Well, I downloaded it and I'd forget. And I remember one time in my dorm, I fell asleep and the clip downloaded and just started playing. So at like 2 a.m, both me and my roommate were asleep. And it's like our dorm room was this size. And it was just like, and you're like, and I was on a top bunk. I had to climb down and like click pause. I'm like, that's crazy. My computer did that. I wonder what the fuck happened.
That's fucking nuts. The whole dorm life. Like, I went to college for a little bit. I went to community college and a half a year in the city. But it wasn't like going to school. Like
dorm,
you...
mine sucked. I was in a shitty dorm.
No,
so
my friend's sisters went to Albany.
Yeah.
SUNY Albany. And we would go up when we were like in the, by the time we could drive, we would go visit his sisters up in SUNY Albany and just like hang out and party with college kids for the weekend.
That's fun.
And it was so fucking fun. I cannot wait to get to college. Like, it was like straight up like riding the fucking mattress down the stairwell, like getting hammered on fucking peach schnapps.
Yeah,
like literally we're like, we're gonna do shots of peach schnapps,
dude.
Nobody does that.
The college experience is drinking crazy shit that in
sugary, mixing sugary everything,
like jungle juice, or like making like what did they call it?
With college in the Bronx.
Yeah.
What the fuck is jungle juice?
I go, you know what it is, Tennessee.
Something red.
Yeah, there was a drink called Skippy that we used to do in college where it was
black, please.
You would take a handle of Barton's vodka, pour that in, you would take a 30 pack of Keystone Light, pour that in. 2 frozen orange juice concentrates, and you'd like mix it all together, and it tasted fine, and it would get you fucking.
It didn't taste fine at the time, dude. That was
It was gas.
In high school, college, and I wasn't a massive drinker. I only drank a handful of times when I was in high school. I wasn't really into drinking until I was really 21. That's when I started going to bars, and then I got into sort of the social aspect of drinking. But I wasn't I was a big weed smoker when I was 18.
Sure.
But the handful of times where you go to a concert, or we went to the movies, we went to go see the Beavis and Butthead movie.
Great. Do America?
Yeah, Beavis and Butthead Do America, I believe.
We're in like eighth grade.
Ninth grade. This is for me. Ninth grade for sure.
We're the same age, so.
And I just become friends with Yaver, my friend Yaver Joffrey, who was an Indian kid who ended up changing his name to like a white kid. He wanted to be a white kid so bad. He probably killed his mom.
She's like, "What are you doing this for me?" He goes, "Call me Joseph." "Yeah, that is not your name. Your name is Yasser Vardandashava."
He goes, "That is not my name.
It's Joseph.
It's Neil."
But I made friends with him. And
that's like his Kunta Kinte.
Yeah.
"Your name is Yasser Vardandashava." "It's Joseph."
He was like friends with a bunch of these other kids, and this is my first time really hanging out with the kids who ended up being my core of my friends like in high school.
Yeah.
And we went to go see Beavis and Butthead Do America, and they brought a bunch of alcohol, and like it was every kid like stole a little bit of alcohol from their parents. It was a group of like 12 kids, so it was like literally like whiskey, vodka, gin, like everything.
Yeah, you're a little mixer.
And then they all just they poured it into like a big bottle, so they had a big bottle of everything mixed.
That's retarded.
Which was just crazy. And everyone's going, yum.
No.
It's just fucking rancid.
I used to have high school parties. Like my mom, you know, was a whore. No, my mom used to date, so she'd be gone on the weekends a lot, so I'd have parties. And I wasn't a big drinker in high school. I drank a little bit my senior year, but I smoked weed and I got high, and there was a younger girl there, and I convinced her. I filled a Bacardi bottle with water and I put it under my sink, like in the liquor cabinet, and I grabbed it and I was like, "Hey Cassie, you think I can drink this whole bottle of Bacardi?" And she's like, "No." And I knew it was, and I just sat there and I chugged the whole, dude, she almost threw up. She was like, "What?" She was like, "Dan, stop." And I was like, "What?" It was just like going down.
Have you ever seen people do that?
I mean, the John Belushi one is real.
There was one that there was like a guy. There's like a guy who just did a whole bottle.
They
of
do
vodka.
Those drinking
crazy
videos.
And it's yeah, really they do like bad. Russian dudes do it.
Oh, wait, well, I had a girl.
Show that. Yeah, because they're just like
I had a girl.
Badlands has a few, but he can't have them up.
Badlands
because
yeah.
YouTube demonetizes you for binge drinking. He showed me one of him doing the big Jaeger.
Oh,
so nasty.
Oh.
I had a girl over once.
That's disgusting.
And she was like this bitch was like a straight up fucking real deal alcoholic.
Yeah.
And it was
not fun when you see one in the wild for the first time. You go like, oh no, you're not partying. You're fucking bummed out.
Yeah. Shots in the morning get real sad real fast.
It was
me
and this one girl. we invited this other girl over and we were hooking up with her. And it was actually after we finished hooking up. And then
you have a little three-way, a little menage a trois.
Little menage a trois.
Luis J. Gomez has always been a very passionate lover.
I was, so this girl.
As long as the woman is a severe alcoholic. Yeah.
Do you have a dependency on alcohol?
We were finished doing the deed and we had like a bottle of whiskey. And then like we stopped, like we were just talking for a second. And then the one girl who had an alcohol problem, she was like, "Let me get some." And like in my peripheral, I just hear her going, like hard, like it hurt.
Like she do a cartoon hiccup. Yeah.
"Are you ready for round two?"
And then she was just blackout, like straight up, like falling. And I was like, "This is it." So I was like, "All right, she's got to go." And I was gonna kick her out into the night. She couldn't tell us where she lived. So I remember being like, "I was like, all right, I was like, I'm just gonna like let her wander." In the Bronx, I was like, "Listen, I swear to God, I was gonna let her go." And the other girl was like, "She was like, no, she was like, she's gonna get killed."
Thank God.
She was like, "They're gonna have our bodily fluids on her, and then that's gonna be a whole to do."
Welcome to the Lewis lovemaking experience. Me and a chick share you, and then I get you blackout drunk and release you into the wild
into the Bronx
of the Bronx.
It was crazy. She couldn't tell us where she lived.
She's like, "I live wherever you
are." Stop being. You're not Arthur. This isn't Charmin. Dude, yeah, dude, those chug videos where they show, find a Russian guy chugging vodka. Oh, hey, me.
He does three bottles in 1 minute. Like
this is me if Katie dies. Yes, you are the devil. I think Lewis is a gay one for fasting. Anyways, it's my son's birthday tomorrow. Let's see if I can forget.
So they give a homeless guy? Is this sort of like fucking
like bum fights
well,
for Russia?
Here's where I'd say it isn't like bum fights. You're giving them what they want.
Yeah, he's happy right now.
I don't know. That one guy on Bum Fights got blown. That's what he wanted.
Probably. Yeah. This is his go-go juice.
Oh, shit.
I mean, that's nuts.
He put that... That guy's badass, wild. Dude. That guy's sick.
Is that
honestly.
The third one?
No, that's the first of three.
No.
Look at his little rosy red cheeks. Yeah. Hey, Santa face. Oh, I bet he gets. Oh, dude.
Oh, my
what?
God.
Does this end with them beating him with hammers and drilling his head? Is that that video?
I think he kills a Ukrainian at the end of the video.
That was the original. The original bum fights was literally that fucking torture guys, video.
One guy, two hammers or whatever.
Yeah. You ever saw the torture video?
I don't need to.
Yeah, you don't need to. It's a tough one.
Can we
don't
watch
be
it?
An asshole. Well, maybe keep your impressions on point because impress or depress might happen.
Yeah, no, he's going to drop it now.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll drop the ball now and I have to watch a guy get tortured. Anyways, what's the deal with all these crowdwork comedians? I just feel like maybe writing jokes has lost its importance. Anyways, Matt Rife sits down on stage now. I think that's pretty crazy.
Jorge's
just got a lot of inside comedy opinions.
Jorge's in the chat right now. He just asked the chat, what do you guys think of Peter James Fowler? Jorge is fishing for either love or hate right now.
Let me tell you right now something, Jorge. I wouldn't do that with this fucking backwoods Arizona guy. This guy right here will fucking kill you with a screwdriver. I can
Let's
already
see.
Feel
Mark
it.
Torres says he's cool, Jorge.
Me and Peter get along.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Small Batch Cigar for supporting today's show. We love Small Batch Cigar, and really, it's very easy to understand what they do. They make cigars in small batches, so you're getting super, super fresh, high-quality cigars shipped right to your door, and it's free shipping on almost every order, and every order arrives in the continental United States within 2 to 3 days, and also they include Boveda packs with every purchase as well, so that keeps them nice and humid, and it's I'm telling you right now, you want to get your cigars, you want to get them in small batch, you want to make sure that they're fresh. You want to make sure that they're kept fresh. This is the best way to do it.
Yep, they have the most thorough packaging in the industry and an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. And Lou, what do people want to do if they want to check it out?
What you got to do right now is go to smallbatchcigar.com. And what most people do is they click on the new button, and then you could first shop all of their newest arrivals, which is absolutely the best thing to do. You want to get the new arrivals. And when you check out, use the promo code GAS10. You're going to save 10% off of every order. Plus, you're going to get 5% rewards points, and that's only at smallbatchcigar.com. All right, where were we?
We're two little munchkins.
I don't know if I want to be looped in with that.
You'll miss me with that munchkin shit. You go, you know, you live in a candy house.
How far drinking was it before somebody brought Everclear to the party?
Oh, shit.
That was,
you know what
that
it was?
It
wasn't that anybody was involved drinking. It was that in high school, no one wanted to taste alcohol. And Everclear was that thing where you'd like add it to juice and it would just taste like juice.
Well, Everclear, wasn't Everclear like, wasn't it illegal for a while? I think
it's illegal in some states.
In New York, for sure, when I was growing up, it was illegal because it would be something that would be brought over state lines. And I remember being like, wow, that's fucking dangerous. Like,
yeah.
That's fucking
well, for us, it was like moonshine. When someone would be like, we have moonshine, you're like, you actually have moonshine? Yeah. But that
Same
was in
thing.
Arizona.
Same thing. Moonshine
I grew up around a lot of Spanish people, so it was 151.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you ever have friends
good.
That would do the fireballs?
Yeah.
So at the Mexican restaurant that I worked at in high school, we did another great dessert. Which snacking on dessert? I mean, I'm so hungry.
God, are you you're like bringing up an ex.
Fried ice cream.
You just keep talking about her.
It was fried motherfucking
fried ice cream,
Dougie.
Fire,
so check it out. What they would do is they take a ball of ice cream.
Yeah, I know
right?
fried ice cream.
Yeah,
this, this is how my, this is how my restaurant did it. Let's see. I don't know how your restaurant did it.
That's everything you hear when you're eating.
That's right. You worked in a Mexican restaurant. Did you in Arizona? Did you work in a Mexican restaurant too?
Yeah,
no.
I did.
No.
I worked in a Mexican restaurant
because
when I was in high school.
Restaurant. Only in Manhattan would they let a gringo work at a fucking Mexican
They hired
restaurant.
Me. I was the giant busboy at like
so
a goofy fucking. Just dirty, like dirty nails, dirty skin, greasy 15-year-old Lewis.
Probably a good restaurant.
Yeah, dude. It was a great restaurant called Fiesta Cancun. Okay.
Cancun? That's what
Fiesta
your name
Cancun.
Is?
That's not a Mexican restaurant.
Fiesta Cancun's. No, and I worked there as a busboy for, I want to say, maybe a month. But one of the desserts, I mean, they had really good desserts. They had another dessert called Buñuelos.
What was that?
It was just the tortillas. They would deep fry them.
Oh,
so
yeah,
deep
cinnamon.
Fry
tortillas.
And then
cinnamon
with just like maple syrup with some whipped cream and some fucking...
It's a little bit like sopapillas, right?
Yeah, it's kind of a ripoff.
Yeah. So that would they would do the fried how they would do the fried ice cream. I'm salivating. I'm starving. My stomach. I'm nauseous. I'm so hungry.
Do you fucking need it? You need this food. You fat fuck.
Wait, what was in the fried ice cream? How did they do
it? So they would do a ball of ice cream, maybe like this big, right? Like almost the size, smaller than a baseball. I would say the size of the blue handballs, from a handball court, right?
Very Puerto Rican thing. Not West Coast.
Everything. I measure everything in the size of Puerto Rican things.
Yeah. Okay. This is how I measure things. You're just like the worst carpenter of all time. I would say he's about a humble size. You go, that's completely inaccurate.
That is, I would say, maybe 13 Jesus candles.
That is three Timberlands by five Timberlands.
That is a mish. That is about a mixture's worth. Sorry, that Dominicano.
So it was a ball of ice cream about the size of a handball, I would say. And then what they would do is they would take it and they would crush cornflakes.
Dougie,
let me fucking tell you. They would roll it in the cornflakes, right? Roll it in the cornflakes. Then they would fucking freeze that. So it'd be a ball. It would just the outer layer was cornflakes.
A spiky ball of ice cream.
Spiky ball of ice cream. Then they would take that ball of ice cream. They'd put it in a dish. It was like a boat-shaped dish, right? They would put on the bottom 151 coconut liqueur on top. I had to make these. Yeah. This is my job. Hold on.
Giant screw.
Giant screw.
Your nemesis.
You're getting excited.
Giant screw. Let me tell a story, giant screw. God damn it. Every time I try, you interrupt me. So you put some coconut liqueur, a little bit of whipped cream, a little bit of cinnamon, light that bitch on fire, flambe. It starts melting the ice cream. It's on fire. It's on fire, Dan.
But what happens when it meets the ice cream?
What?
Melt. The fire goes out.
It stays on fire for a hot minute.
Really?
Dude.
Did you have to drop it at the table on fire?
On fire, yes.
Really? So you had to
light it at the table. Yeah. You light it at the table.
All right, because that's risky. Lighting it on the move.
Doug, you light it at the fucking table, and then they're like, ah, cha 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 cha,
cha 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 cha.
Thank you, Jorge. They call me Jorge too.
Dude, I read the fajitas don't have to be served like that. But it's like a technique to make other people order the most expensive thing.
Makes sense. Yeah.
On the steaming hot plate and all that other shit.
It's completely unnecessary.
Yeah,
it's fun. They just do it because the show makes other people order it.
I went to with the guest.
It makes sense.
For the guest digital trip, and I've done it one other time, but this was actually a fucking pretty solid hibachi place. Pretty fun.
Hibachi's great. Just,
I thought I was going to
hate
it.
Honestly, it's a lot of anxiety.
It terrifies me. The second the guy goes, I'm like, fuck.
Open your mouth.
Yeah.
You go.
Like, I feel gay as fuck.
Like, I played this game before. It didn't end well.
Slapping your tongue. Give it to me, you fucking slut.
Yeah. He did. We had like 17 people at Hibachi.
That's fun.
And the Poconos.
Was the guy good?
The guy was a guy. I mean, Shannon and Jorge, chime in on this. How fucking good was that Hibachi guy?
I loved him, and I feel like that was probably the best hibachi that I've had. It was so good.
It was really good. The guy was fucking dope. He did all the tricks. Obviously, the flaming fucking onion.
Do you ever think there's a night like he's kind of like a comic where he's like, let me try this new stuff I'm working on.
Right.
I'm sorry. You know what? Fuck. Yeah, you know what? I got to work that out. Sorry. The shrimp.
No, I'll be sick after 10 p.m. Dirty hibachi.
Oh, yeah. Because you fucking heard. They're just Aaron Bergen it. Yeah. Anybody fuck that guy? Piece of steak.
No shrimp for the black.
Mouth open. Yeah, that would be like mixing. That'd be fun as hell.
The guy drove from Queens to the Poconos for his job.
To hibachi?
Yeah.
Every day?
That's his. Well, I guess he stays there the weekends and then comes home.
Damn, he's committed.
He's like a coal miner.
He's got a fucking hibachi
catering business.
That's what's up, nigga.
Residency.
Oh, man. Wow, what a thick layer of resin is around your brain. That took a while.
So hungry.
Oh, dude, yeah.
So my brain is functioning down. My body's eating my brain right now.
Why are you doing a three-day
fast? Shut the fuck up, Fallon. You want to fight? You want to get screwed?
Because he wants to impress...
if you try to fight me, dude, I'm going to shove this down your mouth.
He wants to impress his baby mama's new man.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah. Well, I don't want to impress him. I don't want him to look that much better than me on the beach.
He's a personal trainer. He's going to look incredible.
He's not going to look that much better.
Dude, his job is to work out.
Yeah.
So he's probably fucking her pretty good, don't you think?
My son, yeah. I said this, maybe this was a different guy. It might have been him, though. I said this a long time ago. One time, Beatrice.
Good job in there.
It was a couple years after me and Beatrice broke up. But I was using her computer. I tried to tell this on stage and it never worked, but maybe I'll bring it back.
Dude. I know this. But what she was Googling?
Yeah, I went to go Google something, and then I went to go, like, you know, how to make fucking carbless tacos.
Lasagna with no noodles? Question mark?
And I just wrote how to, and it autofilled.
Sun blue, bad? Question mark?
I wrote how to, and it autofilled how to make yourself stop squirting and gushing.
That's so funny.
So it's,
help me, I'm coming too much.
So yeah, not only was she squirting and gushing, but it was so much that she needed to find home remedies and solutions to make it stop.
The fact that he pleases her so much that she, at one point she goes, I just gotta go Google. I can't talk. She's like talking to her girlfriends. They go, I don't have that problem. She goes, no, you don't understand. It's so much cum.
You shouldn't be around this guy. Fuck that
I'm banned
guy,
from
dude.
Three laundromats.
She goes, I got rubber sheets now. Like I piss my pants.
She's wearing a fucking raincoat and hat.
She looks like Paddington. She just goes in there. And she's like,
dressed like I know you did last summer guy to fuck.
Dude, that is such a funny Google.
Oh, it's so fucking
how
funny,
to
dude.
Stop how to coming. It's too much.
That was a goddamn nightmare.
Did you cry a little bit? I would be fucking
sad.
No,
we were broken up for a while at that point, but it was just hilarious.
And it was dangerous because he can't swim.
Fuck, dude. Oh, we're having a good time, dude. Oh, I got a little distracted there, but what we ended up doing with all the alcohol in ninth grade after going and seeing Beavis and Butthead Do America is we went to... Is it Baskin Robbins or Ben and Jerry's that has the Vermonster? Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what the Vermonster was?
No.
The Vermonster. Yeah, dude. This
when I was
is,
like a little kid.
Yeah. So it's 30 scoops of ice cream, a brownie, a cookie, like whatever amount of time. You have to. And if you're a group, it's one of these challenges where if your entire group finishes the Vermonster, you get your picture on the wall. Once again, it's just a marketing technique. They're like, yeah, sure, an $80 ice cream.
Dude, this guy I worked with in Alaska, one of the docs. One of the guys that ran the dock, he owned a pizza place in Alaska, and he was like, yeah, we were at lunch, he's like bragging about this thing, he's like, we do this special called, it's called the Beast, it's 5-pound pizza, and if you eat it, you get it for free. And I was like, that's retarded, why would anyone do that, you're just gonna be in pain for eating 5 pounds of food. And he was like, oh. He's like, anything I said about it, he just shut me down. I was like, that's a dumb promotion.
I bet you there's like a list of like the best eating promotions in the country. Cause I bet you there's fatties there's a Travel Channel, I guarantee, on YouTube.
Isn't that Manvers Food?
Is that what it is?
There's Randy Santel's the guy.
He
on
does
YouTube
eating
does
challenges
it.
Specifically.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, you'll go and be like,
there's an Asian chick that does it. There's Katina Eats Kilos.
What's the Asian chick? That sounds kind of.
She's tiny. She's a real tiny Asian chick.
Bring her up. Do you know what's her name?
I can't remember.
I know.
I'm trying
that's
to remember.
Like, that's like marketing. Every time you see like a skinny person who's like a world champion eater, like, you're like, that's fucking crazy. You should be a giant fat person.
Yeah.
The fat guys never win.
They also enjoy it.
Yeah, they're savoring each bite.
They go, like, oh, damn. Oh. And the Chinese girl's like,
they keep on doing this
to their friends. They keep on going.
Badlands has the matzo ball record.
Bro.
A couple. Wow. Because Badlands told me when he auditioned when Adam left Man vs. Food, they filmed a pilot with Badlands.
Really?
And they said he was killing the challenges too fast.
That's funny.
And there was no drama in the show.
That's really so funny. They come out the back drama. And they go, that was a fucking 20-pound burger, dude. And Badlands is like, right.
The picture of the black guy with the giant burger is him.
Like, oh, that, my like, God. Meme. With the helmet on?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was Badlands.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy drinks stuff in a way that I'm like. Like when he's like, here we go. Here's 16 2 liters of Mountain Dew. And I'll be like,
here's a boot of habanero salsa. Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that was. Oh, I thought he had a helmet on for some reason.
With a helmet on? It's just a black guy's head.
What are some local ones, Shannon? Is there any in New Jersey or New York that we can go to?
There's a hot one on Curry Row by here.
What is that? What's the challenge?
It's like spicy as fuck.
Yeah, it's
like
spicy. Yeah.
Do you do spicy well? Are you that kind of Latina?
I am a spicy Latina.
Yeah, you're a spicy Latina.
I do spicy pretty well. Not like Zach. Zach's a fucking lunatic. Zach did the one chip challenge.
No, that burnt my meter, dude. I keep,
did it? It fucked you up?
Turned his hair like that.
Yeah. They have a salty chip challenge now.
Yeah. What?
They have a salt chip challenge.
You told me about
that. What's
that? Yeah, the salt chip.
It's like the one chip challenge, but it's so salty you can't swallow. So everyone that does it just immediately starts drooling blue.
Yeah.
Do one chip challenge? It's actually anything, illegal
anything
now.
Food wise, yeah, that goes like
they took the one chip challenge off the market.
And I have one. I have one. He killed a kid.
You should bring
how
it in.
How to kill a kid?
He ate it and went home and died.
That kid's a pussy.
Why?
Dude.
What killed? Like what killed him about it? It was.
I think he probably had a reaction to something.
Because you know that
his
video.
Throat probably
yeah, dude. I think his vulva fell out of his body.
Yeah, his pussy broke.
It was the one chip challenge is fucking nuts.
Do you remember the video of the two hot girls and they go like, "We're about to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper."
Yeah.
And
then they start crying.
Ah! And then the mom's like, "Shut off the camera."
Dude, I jerked off to that video.
Oh, please bring that up.
I love it.
We're going to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper. Yeah, I'm convinced that hot ones,
they
don't
it?
They're not using the real the bomb, because the bomb is inedible.
Have you tried it?
Oh, I've had it. I have it.
Oh. Yeah, Zach collects.
I've
hot
had the
sauces.
Last. I have like three different last dabs.
To my mom's three boyfriend when I was in it's high school. Crazy. My mom's boyfriend was into hot sauces. That fucking prick. And we'd have to go to Boulder, and there was like a hot sauce store, and he'd go around with a toothpick, and he'd be like, "Oh, that's good." And I'd be like, "Fucking."
I go to hot sauce conventions, and they give you like the little wooden tasting spoon, like Baskin Robbins. And I always just go to whichever one has all black ladies. And I'm like, you tell me what's good.
Yeah, they go, child, you look like you were born out of the
don't even.
We went to Chowder Fest up in Saratoga Springs. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, let's watch.
Toy.
Today we're going to be eating the Carolina Reaper pepper. These are the world's hottest pepper. Are you ready for this?
I don't know, are you?
Not at all. I'm literally shaking right now.
They are toy.
They're pretty toy.
It's hot.
I mean, dude, where this goes is so funny.
The one right here, bro. I'd marry her tomorrow.
The fact that they don't even have like milk and shit, they're so unprepared.
This is so funny because they're like laughing and they're like,
water.
This is fine.
She fucked
water
up.
Makes it worse,
water.
Right?
Yeah, she fucked up right there.
Water makes it worse. Look at her. I love it. Right there.
Yeah.
Pause it.
Yeah, pause
it, Shannon. That's the face right there. I like her little fat roll. Right
yeah,
there.
That's really hot.
Yeah. You know she's insecure.
Oh, dude. Look at her. The girl on the right's got a gap like me.
The girl on the right looks like fucking your long lost sister.
Hey, I go. Are you guys eating peppers out back again? Mom told you to drink milk if you're gonna do that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you should have drank milk.
Oh my god.
That was hot.
Oh my god.
Duh. Duh.
Salt really helps
dude.
Too.
Yeah. You can grab my knee,
salt
brother.
Really helps because it neutralizes whatever the thing.
Zach, you wouldn't do
good.
This, so you wouldn't act like a dumb bitch. You would just fucking go.
Dude, look at that. They're trying to eat bread.
Roll up.
And then half and half is better than milk because it's the fat content that dilutes the heat.
I feel like you're from Arizona. You were living there. I feel like I could eat this shit be fine.
No way. Honestly. Oh, keep going with that video.
Yeah.
It gets real dark.
Look at her munching on the bread.
They're right now they're still happy and stuff.
Is it that bad?
This is like hot kind of.
I can't feel myself.
Watch this, dude. It gets like where you know pause it. You know when like people go like this, they go, "Hey, stop kidding around. We're actually getting to a situation." That's where this goes. And it's my favorite bit because they go like, "Hey, put down the camera.
Look at those tits.
Like,
holy schmolies. Holy schmuckums."
And her face like that is just
this, all right, dude, yeah, you're getting too horned up.
I like it.
We're going to put you back in the wall with a boner.
Not able to close the door.
Don't.
Oh my god, I just swallowed.
Everything they say and do in the video is hot.
Yeah.
What?
Oh my god, I just swallowed.
This is crazy.
They're sweating. Look at her. She's spitting on the floor. Look at this.
Oh, man. Just think about these two chicks shitting later.
Oh.
Look at the spit coming out of her nose and mouth. I love it, dude. Yes,
just
dude.
You're drooling.
Look at
wow. She was holding on to that towel rack later.
You get fired up.
Okay.
She's crying.
Yeah. This legitimately looks like the facial abuse videos.
I haven't watched this in a while. It really does get me going, dude. Look at her lip. Her lips are trembling, dude.
That's how I want every girl to look when I fuck them.
Yeah. Look at the mascara rolling down her face.
Like face punishment.
Dude, if you can make a girl feel this way,
yeah,
she'd
you're
fucking
God,
marry
dude.
You
you're
forever,
God,
dude.
Yeah.
You this is what Cal Drago does to women.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck you like a Carolina Reaper.
Look at her. She's having a fucking asthma attack, dude.
Sit there, get dude. It in.
You know how funny it would be if you put more hot sauce in it?
It's like, more pepper! It's more pepper! Dude, this is so funny. Look at this garbage.
Yeah. The mom is disgusting.
Nice.
Fuck.
How are you feeling? I'm just confused. Oh,
I'm just confused.
Your voice? You lost your voice?
I swear to God, I recognize that mom from more recent prank videos. Isn't that the grandma that the kid pranks all the time?
I didn't think it hurt that bad.
I'd fuck the mom just to fuck the girl.
This is not fucking good.
El Diablo has her. The devil has her.
Is she feeling any better?
What's on her face?
She has oxygen tank?
Yeah, dude. They got her a fucking IV.
She's probably sweating, losing fucking liquids.
Oh, all right.
I'm fine.
Damn.
Holy shit, why is your chest so red?
You got my boner.
I think it's from being hot from that.
Okay, so that didn't turn out how
damn,
I planned.
Damn, they look good here.
I thought I was going to take it like a champ. So did I. She... I don't know what even happened to her.
That's how that girl looked when Lewis was going to drop her off in the Bronx.
She goes, I don't even know how to get home.
I'm on fire right now, and it's not even that hot outside. I am on fire, though. Like, I'm all red and stuff.
Are these girls in high school? I feel like we're being too sexual with these high school girls.
Nah, they got to be like 19.
I think now we're all right.
You think now?
Now they're probably in their mid-20s.
At least. They're fine. Gals, they're fine. Is there an update on these gals? Where are they now, Shannon?
Do they like?
Please
survive?
Look up where are they now.
They're about to graduate high school now.
I go, right, you know what? Delete it all. Delete it all. All of it. All of it. I'm just sitting at home going, I don't know.
Here's one of their
She has 1.3 million followers? No.
She's got a baby.
Oh, Cam Groves follows her.
Oh, Cam Groves follows her. 1.3 million followers? How? Oh, she must be.
She's daydreaming.
So she was already. She was already a popular like YouTube bit.
Dude, this was that might have put her on the map.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Where's the other one? We don't care about her. This is
no, we
don't.
Yeah.
This is. Yeah.
I'm telling the grandma with the long blonde hair. I think does videos now with her grandson like pranking her all the time.
Yeah, I think this like because first of all, those people have money. No, like this is all.
A nice
they're
house.
Probably YouTube people. Like. Yeah. It pisses me off. Every time I see people that make money off of fucking YouTube, it drives me out of my mind.
But I'm glad that Pepper got him for an afternoon.
Yeah.
Pepper.
Pepper that punished him.
Where's the other girl? Do we know where she's at? I'm
looking at it. Looks like the other girl took down her YouTube. I think this is her. I found her on Twitter.
Yeah, that's her.
Sabrina.
You just know it. You go, that's absolutely. What's that accent?
Can you send that to me, Shannon?
Yeah. Let's keep on going. Go to media. Hit media. Do you not know how to be a pervert, Shannon? Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I don't.
Let's
see. Bad Instagram. Or. What is this? Twitter?
It's not great.
I mean, she did not.
I think that's
that Pepper fucked
ago.
Her up.
Yeah, yeah, dude. She's never been the same since. Yeah,
that
was like Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, it's like career mugshots over 10 years.
Yeah. Dude,
oh,
that was a career-ending injury.
Oh no.
Baby.
That's why she looks weird.
The first guy that fucking met her after that video cream pied her.
Yeah, he put a pepper in her. Look at that.
I do like a pop pregnant chick, though. All right.
That's a big fucking belly.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
You don't like a pregnant bitch?
No, dude.
It's occupied. Occupado.
And this is 2022, so this is pretty recent.
You know, I think they were young gals. I think they were young, pretty gals.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm talking about living in the now. As far as I know, that's a mother of a child.
It was 2016 when that came out.
Damn, that was 8 years ago. Yeah.
Shannon, what happened?
It could have been.
We got a little bit of time here. We're going to
go like this.
Jeez. I'm good. I'm safe.
Yeah, I fuck with the hot sauce. I put Carolina Reaper sauce on my dinner last night.
What?
I put Carolina Reaper from Bucky's on my mac and cheese last night.
How much?
I put it in the water when I cooked it, and then I put some
what?
When I mixed it in.
Dude, I got to say, you did teach me the wonders of Bucky's.
Yeah.
I miss Bucky's.
I've never been to a Bucky's.
Dude, it's a game changer.
I've had food from Bucky's, like, because people have brought it out. I've had like.
If you ever go to Bucky's, you would set a Wawa on fire.
Is it a place in Texas?
It's actually a very cool experience.
It's really
so
fun.
Like if you like beef jerky or nuts or things like that, like we do, they have a counter where they cut you fresh beef jerky with all like the different flavors. It's fucking. It's really cool. They just have. It's just like a snack wonderland.
I should have gone. I was driving from San Antonio to Austin, and I think I saw one, and I was thinking about pulling over, but.
Oh, dude! The first time we went, the guy was so excited. Andrew Youngblood was so excited to take us, and Lewis. Fucking such a cunt in the car.
Yeah.
You're taking us to eat at a gas station.
I was fucking mad, dude. I was like, we need to go to the Capitol Grill. What is this? You own a club.
I forgot your Capitol Grill. How
I
much
love
you love Capitol Grill.
I love the Capitol Grill, dude. I'm gonna go to Capitol Grill tomorrow
fucking,
by myself.
Dude, it was so funny. You and Jenna just eating a pound of brisket off a garbage can.
Yeah. Me and who?
Jenna.
Oh, I thought you said Shannon.
No, you and Jenna.
Yeah, the brisket's fucking phenomenal. Dude, they smoke their own brisket in the gas station. And it's phenomenal.
Dude, they make hot brisket like every half an hour. Then they bring it out and they all have to go brisket on the board, and they chop it up in front of you and serve it.
I love making black people sing and dance for tips.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's maybe my favorite thing in the entire world. If you ever go to if you ever go to what's the ice cream place that with a Cold Stone Creamery. Yeah. And they chop up the fucking ice cream thing, and it's all, they only hire black people there, and if you give them a penny, they have to do a he gave me a tip song and dance. The whole staff.
You don't do an actual penny, do you?
Ba-ding. He gave me a tip. He gave me a tip.
Oh, this
motherfucker. That's sad, dude. Those
they're folding your Oreo. They go, this motherfucker.
Do it again. Do it again.
I swear it's the Spanish motherfuckers always doing this shit.
Oh, it fucking rules. I love it. I love it. Jen, and before we get out of here, I do want to, what is this?
It's them doing the
Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah.
I want a song.
Oh, man, this poor guy.
Oh, this is me. Some guy's being a dick about it.
Okay. It'll be a good... Everybody get over here. Oh.
Hey, Jason.
I hate him.
I hate this guy.
He's making them all do it. They have to sing tippity-doo-dah.
Oh, my God.
For a fucking quarter.
These guys have autism eyes, too.
Oh, they were so mad, dude.
They go...
He was like, come over and sing my song. I fucking paid for it. And just, he did it. How degrading is that?
There's another guy who's like, dude, I'm having a long day.
That guy's the worst person in the world. The guy who filmed that?
He goes, do it.
That's cruel.
Get him.
I was just
kidding.
And
you prepare everything in front of them so you can't even spit in their ice cream.
Yeah. Oh, it's awful.
You just hope there's a moment where he looks away where you're like...
Yeah, ice cream. I feel like they try to reinvent ice cream sometimes. You know, like, guys, we got it.
No, Van Leeuwen's was like, just add a little extra egg and make it the best ice cream of all time.
Sure. That's fine. If ice cream, sorbet, gelato, all that, whatever you fucking want, great.
I'm saying sorbet with a Z?
Yeah, a sorbet. I want a...
I've never heard that.
His fast has made him retarded.
You take a scooper, you put it onto a corner, you put it into a thing. I don't need all this other shit. I don't need my ice cream chopped and scooped and flipped and fucking folded.
Right down the line.
It's crazy. It's not, good it's not American, dude.
Yeah, I need fucking cow
Did you guys
tip.
Finish the 30 scoops of the Vermonster?
No, because we poured the alcohol into the 30 scoops of the Vermonster, so we couldn't, because it was, we were like, hey, you know what would make the Vermonster better? All of this bottle of mixed alcohol that we all brought. So we poured it into that, and then we were like, couldn't finish it. So then this is what we did. We took the bowl of Vermonster, the giant bowl, and we had a big group of us. We just poured it onto the floor. And then we went, finished, and we got our picture taken. And then the same person who had to take our picture had to clean up the entire Vermonster mess that we left on the floor. Kids.
You're a piece of shit.
That's fucked up, man.
Kids.
Oh, my God.
There's the Vermonster. Dude, I'm fucking hungry for ice cream right
now.
That looks
good
ice cream,
right
now. Dude, those donut ice creams, how...
They're so good.
How good were they?
Oh.
I was like, I thought it was going to be ass, and then I tried it.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah,
was a warm.
It was, we really had a moment. Cake, that was donut. The best I've ever been treated at Gas Digital.
I mean, I think if you're going to have a burger tonight, you should just have a Luther.
Is that with the donut bread? Yeah.
It's going to fuck your stomach up, man.
I thought
like,
of making
real bad.
That. I thought of doing it myself. So just getting, you got to go to probably to 7-Eleven. I'm a donut connoisseur. I love donuts.
You ever been to Kettle Glazed in L.A.?
No.
It's so good.
No, there's
my favorite donut place.
Great place called Duck Donut in Paramus, New Jersey. Excellente. Everything's baked
What's
fresh.
Good in the city?
It's all cake donuts,
donut
and then it's all.
What
it's
was
all,
it?
Donut Pub is the best.
Okay,
you've been
on 14th.
Yeah. Donut Pub is an old school donut shop. They have like a bar with the red spinny seats. There's like
it looks like an old diner.
Yeah, it looks like an old diner. Sick. There's 12 seats in it.
It's on 14th.
There
and 9th
used to
or
be
14th and
14th and 7th. There used to be a guy named Magic Mike. That would do magic tricks. That was the grind you in your dick while you're donuts.
Yeah. You go, can you move? I'm trying to eat this fucking. I'm trying to this jelly.
I'm trying to eat a French cracker.
Do you want me to put me? You want me to put some jelly into you? No, I want to eat my jelly stuff.
I think this guy wants his donut cream filled.
He goes, I see a lot of donut eaters in here.
Trying to eat it fast and get the fuck out of there.
No, it's an old guy that did magic tricks named Magic Mike, and he
was unfortunate.
I know it's terrible. Fucking anaconda.
Keep going for Magic Mike.
There used to be two old guys named Chip and Dale that did it.
That's so funny.
So you come
to Magic Tricks.
The donuts would come out like two times a day. Bobby Kelly told me about this place, and he's like, dude, they come out at fuck. You gotta go at fucking 11 a.m. or at 1 a.m. And I went with at 1 a.m. with Bobby. I went with Bobby at 1 a.m. one time, and the donuts came out fresh. They knew who he was.
Yeah. They go, this man, he hung out. He's like a raccoon.
Well, it didn't get away from here. He would tip the guy that came out with him, and they would come out hot, and he was like, hold on, before they went to the people, and he would pick out all his donuts.
And you would buy, just slide it off the tray into his gullet.
You know? Would buy, like a duck.
You would buy a cup of ice cold milk.
Yes.
They had like just gallons of like ice cold milk.
By the way, it's
and
good
you just
milk.
Buy. I love milk, dude.
Me too. Yeah,
people don't. Dude, I to this day, I'll just have a tall glass of ice cold milk.
Why did I know this?
I didn't know this about you either.
What, are we bonding?
We are bonding,
cause
dude. We're soul bonding.
Because Big J used to shit on
Big
me
Jay,
on the bonfire.
You know what? He could use a glass of milk.
And then use two milk.
It does the body good.
This is a pretty dangerous trios. Me, you, and Shane Gillis. We're all milk boys.
Love the milk.
Team milk, dude.
Team milk all day, dude. Whole milk. Thick.
Yeah.
Thick. Creamy.
Lucky.
Organic.
Yeah. Of course.
You get organic now. I mean, Donut Pub, they did not serve organic milk.
But sometimes if you're in a pinch, I'll take a little, you know.
I'll do non-organic milk, but organic milk
and
genuinely.
And in a pinch, I'll do 2% if you need me to.
Dougie, organic milk.
Nothing lower than 2%.
A cup of organic milk, just straight up like ice cold organic milk. There's nothing better.
Give me a donut milk. What are you doing?
Dougie, some cookies. Some Tate's cookies.
Oh, and you hold them in there a little? Dude.
You get them, that's the beautiful part about Tate's. You don't even got to hold them that long. You hold them 1, 2, 3. It is completely stopped up. Falls apart in your mouth.
Oreo is doing like a mud pie Oreo.
You
the
do
inside.
That thing where you I look at that and you have to punch me now?
There you go. Ha ha. No,
I love games like that.
They
dude.
Have Oreo.
You get your friends.
They have Oreo like mud pie in the middle of it. And we bought it because we just like saw it. We're like, we got to try these out.
Yeah.
They do like little pieces of gummy worms in the Oreo to give it the experience. Dude, holding that in milk and then eating it. Brother, when you're back to the land of the eating, stop by there.
Dan is the one who gave me the, and now I've adjusted it a little bit.
Sure.
It has evolved, but Dan is the one, we were in the movies, and he gave me the idea to mix my
Sour Patch
Kids with my popcorn.
Which, yeah, I learned that from a girl I dated, and I was like, oh, is that good? And then we went to the movies and did it, and I was like, I will do this every time I go
serious?
To the
movies. Are you serious?
It sounds
retarded.
Yeah.
It sounds retarded.
You go like, that's all, and then you have the popcorn, and then you catch a fucking Sour Patch Kid in there, and you're like.
Well, everyone knows salty and sweet.
But do you
everyone
butter?
Knows salty and sweet. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Everyone
prepare
knows
your popcorn in regular, and then you dump it in. Dude, it's so good.
Everyone knows salty and sweet.
Fuck.
I skip the middle, man. I butter my Sour Patch
Kid. He's full stick of butter.
Everybody knows salty and sweet. Nobody thinks about salty, sour, and sweet, and that it's a combo that it just doesn't exist in the world. You don't even know that it's a thing.
How do you not get fat as fuck if you guys are eating?
It's like that's what you eat for dinner.
Okay, that's no
like
real.
What I add, Dan,
with Dan and especially Bobby, and all this is the last act of an alcoholic trying to find that joy again.
That's 100% it.
What I add to, what I
the
add
second
to the popcorn,
I quit drinking, I was like, I love candy. When I was drinking, I was like,
alcohol,
what do you eat, dessert, you pussy?
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Alcohol turns into sugar in your body, so when you quit drinking,
your body
wake up in the middle of the night,
sugar.
And you're like, I need candy.
I mean, dude, it's jelly bean season because of Easter, and I bought these Fruit Loop jelly beans, and I'm just handfuls of them, dude.
Yeah. So what I add to the popcorn.
Easter candy's the
what
best.
I add to the popcorn and the Sour Patch Kids. Peanut M&M's.
Ooh, you nasty.
I add peanut M&M's to the whole mix.
Fucking
so
nasty,
so I go peanut M&M's, Sour Patch Kids, and honestly, if you get a large popcorn, you need two of each.
Yeah.
You don't have enough with just one bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Because that does suck when you run out of Sour Patch Kids.
You're like, you're picking through the popcorn trying to find Sour
trying
Patch
to find,
Kids.
I'm looking for my boy.
Yeah.
You I'm have, what you have to my do is, boy.
If you really got to get there early, you have to say, hey, do me a favor, fill that up 1/4 of the way. Then one thing of a Sour Patch Kids, another quarter of the way. Then
brilliant.
The pop, yeah, you get it all throughout. It's a whole thing.
I will give you your skills at doing stuff like that are off the charts. It's a superpower that you don't mind telling a guy like fill it quarter. Let me dump some
it's
Sour Patch
so
Kids.
It's so decadent. It is. Yeah. It's borderline like if you. It's like fucking a child. It is on the same level of like you gotta. You
need two bags of Sour Patch Kids.
Lot of butter. Lot of butter.
Epstein Island. This is the food that they serve on Epstein Island.
Yeah, they're like there's crazy truckloads. There's shipments of Sour Patch Kids.
Have you had the lemonade Sour Patch Kids that are out now?
No. Yeah. All right.
I just like the blue ones in the bag, dude. I go crazy blue for ones those. Rule. Yeah, but those are fire. Yeah.
God, that's well, dude,
what's your snack at the movies, Peter James Fowler?
I just go regular popcorn, dude, because I don't get what you're saying about cook. The sugar thing,
what a
dude.
Cook.
No, I don't even.
You don't
eat
like
the full
salty
popcorn.
And sweet mixed.
I just don't really eat a lot. Like what you're saying with the alcohol thing, I'm sober, and I never got that. Like I need to eat sugar.
Did you have a drinking problem?
I was in a rehab,
and when you
yeah.
quit, you didn't want sugar.
No, man, I just really? Vape. Huh. So
I don't know, man. It was like I remember Julian McCullough was the first person.
Right.
He was the first person that was like, I saw him quit drinking, and he's like, oh, we were doing a Soul Joel gig, and he's like, yeah, it might be bad tonight, get a slice of carrot cake. And I was like, what the fuck do you mean? He goes, that's what happens when you quit drinking. I was doing shots and drinking a beer while he was doing that. I was like, nah, man, dessert's fucking lame. And then I quit, and now every night.
Just love a snack. I love it. I always have some snacks in the house because I got kids, but that's where you have to have self-control.
I will fuck with the, you ever had the Mike and Ike sour ones? Those ones are
pretty good.
Sours? Yeah, I go crazy. The sours are, they don't make them though anymore, but they were so good, bro.
The best one that they used to make that they fucked up the recipe and now they're gone is Sweet Tart Bites. Sweet Rope. They used to do these Sweet Rope bites that were like covered in sugar, and then they were like sour when you'd bite them with the white centers.
That's what Paco always gets, these types of things. Paco, those things, if you ever see Paco in the studio, now. Just ask him to empty his pockets.
Yeah.
Okay. And he will always have some sort of nerd sour rope.
Mm.
Those are fire, though.
Those are good.
Yeah.
They're pretty good. You don't think you're like, what is this? Stop it.
God damn, you really just got us in talking about candy.
I know.
When is it over? It's over at midnight tonight?
Where were we talking yesterday? Was it on the regs talking about how... whose podcast did I do that I'm really... Oh, no, maybe it was Lev's podcast. How mad it made me that they fucking turned Slugsworth into a black guy in the new Wonka movie.
Oh, did we put that on? It was on HBO.
No, you didn't like it.
It was... I watched it. 6 minutes of it, and I was like, this is dog shit.
I loved it, dude.
I
got to go to 7 minutes.
Not that we were like in the middle of the movie and we stopped. And then we started watching that Will Smith movie Focus. Do you guys remember that?
The football one?
No, it was him and I would watch that with him doing the Nigerian accent. No, this is him and Margot Robbie, and it fucking sucked. HBO's fun to go buy movies and be like, I didn't never watch this, and you're like, well, this sucks.
So many movies suck. And then so many movies are just weirdly like me and my girlfriend we just put on when we're fooling around, sometimes we'll just turn on like Netflix or like TV, just have something in the background, just so it's not like silent. Just hear suck noises. It's me breathing heavily.
You practicing your act?
Did you guys see Dune yet? Have you seen Dune?
Nah.
It's so great.
No, we put on a movie yesterday on Netflix called Cat and Dog, and it's like a kids movie, but it's like a French kids movie. It's like French Canadians from Montreal. And dude, I got lost in this movie for a long fucking time.
Bonjour, le chien.
It was about a sassy cat, and she was a Maine Coon, which I'm thinking about getting a Maine Coon.
They're big.
They're fucking huge. Which
he's got one.
They're big. They can get up to like 35, 40 pounds.
Yeah, I know. They're fucking awesome, dude. I just want to get a big, giant, fucking beastly Maine Coon. They're not mean. They're nice. They're friendly, I heard.
Your house is going to be covered in fire.
No.
Yeah, dude.
I'm going to shave it. I'm going to boil it.
Dude, my grandma had one. Look at him, dude. Where he would sit in the sink.
Look how fucking beastly
that is. That's scary as fuck.
Boy.
He could turn on you any minute.
Dude,
it's like having a lion in the house.
That's the one to the right, the orange one, is what my grandma's cat looked like. Hobbs.
Yeah, dude, they're fucking
mean motherfucker.
Cool cats, dude. He doesn't look mean.
Yeah. He would attack my feet when I was sleeping, and it's not like a cat doing it. It's like a fucking
look at that
dog.
Beast.
Like
look at that fucking lion. Look at him.
Yeah, that's crazy.
How cool would that be?
Oh man, that thing would have an attitude if it was yours.
Why don't I see more of them?
I don't know.
They're expensive, I think.
Yeah,
they're not super expensive. I looked it up.
Really?
$1,500.
That's a lot. Most cats are free.
Yeah,
most
cats.
I don't know if you know this.
Those cats are garbage monsters that walk up to you, and you go, I guess you're nobodies.
Yeah. $1,500 is
cats
crazy.
Are like umbrellas. You just find them.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this $1,500 umbrella. Yeah, just go grab one from a bodega.
Sometimes you go to like a nice department store and you see like a $100 umbrella. You're like, who the fuck is spending $100 on an umbrella?
Absolute idiot.
That's crazy.
In an emergency.
Yeah.
That's all.
You buy an umbrella from an African when it starts raining and you're walking down the street.
Those guys are unbelievable.
Yeah.
They're just standing out there and they go, you see him and you go, it's going to rain, isn't it? He's like, of course it is.
There was a time in my life where I was
why do you think I'm here?
Was a game plan of mine. I was like, dude, I can start selling fucking roses in Times Square around Valentine's Day.
Oh, man.
When it starts raining, have some umbrellas. Let's go. When you're a comedy club ticket sales guy, you'll think of some fucking, any of those street jobs, the hierarchy.
But then you realize those markets are taken, and they don't want you in it.
No, but I feel like I would be. I feel like I would be better at selling roses to people in Times Square.
I think I bought a rose from you before in Times Square.
I was like, "Hey, little lady, rose for the lady.
Thank you, sir.
Rose for the little boy."
Right, we're gonna wrap this one up. This has been fun. You guys are the fucking best, man. Dan Soder, Peter James Fowler. Always fun to have both of you gentlemen on the show. Go support them in everything that they do. We'll be back on Friday with an exclusive episode live on Friday. Live on Friday,
with
boys.
Food in your belly.
Oh, I'm in a good mood. I'll be in a good mood. This is how good I am at podcasting. No food. I'm still doing this good. My skin looks better though, right? I feel like the bags are gone under my eyes. Am I right, Shannon?
You look great, man.
Yes,
so hot. God, you look so hot.
Beautiful.
You're like a Carolina Reaper hot.
We're fucking done. Peace.
That's all, folks.